You're listening to Expansion, the podcast for EXP agents. Expand your skill. Expand your value. Here's your host, Glenn Sanford.
Hey everyone, Glenn Sanford here, founder of EXP Realty. And today on the Expansion podcast, I'm excited to speak with Mandy Wilson. She's a two-time Icon agent out of Dayton, Ohio. Mandy, thanks for jumping on.
Hey, thanks for making time for me. I'm excited. So
now you've had a pretty successful career. I mean, you've only been in the business for a short period of time, but you've already iconed twice. What's that? You know, how have things been?
They've been good. So I've been an agent for 3 years. I like to tell people I'm like a toddler. I'm potty trained. I'm not making too many mistakes, but I've got a lot to learn yet. So yeah, in those 3 years, I've been able to icon two of the three. So it's been great.
Okay. Now, what got you into real estate?
You know, it's funny. I started off in graphic arts and design, and I did that for years. And then I worked for an oral surgeon, and you know, that there had to be a better view than taking people's teeth for a while. And then I got married, had two boys, and I raised them, and they told me I could get a hobby that was not them. So I said, okay. And we've had a family business for about 30 years. So I watched my husband grow that, and we're in a couple states, and I've always enjoyed it. And we've moved a lot, and I loved the experience of that in the business. So one day we were on vacation, and I said, let's try real estate. So we did it. And I didn't expect it to take off this well, but I like the people. It's kind of like being a paid window peeper. You get to see everybody's decor and their designs, and you get to help people. So we thought it would go a little bit slower, but it picked up the first year. I think I sold close to 60 the first year. So we haven't stopped since then. So it's been great.
Okay. Well, excellent. So, and even in the slower market, like how big is, you're in Dayton, Ohio. What's the population there? How many transactions take place in that marketplace? I mean, it seems like you've done quite a bit in what's maybe not a huge market.
Yeah. I mean, where I'm at in the town I live in, you know, we probably have, I live right outside of Dayton. So I think my town is around 100,000. So it's not super huge. It's a small little community. We do have a pretty good size Air Force base there. So we have a lot of turnover there. You know, the average agent, it just depends. I think the average team does anywhere from 20 to 30. So I'm pretty fortunate on that. I have a pretty good sphere. And you know, it works out in that way. My community, like I said, we have a pretty good reception to me. So it's just been good. I just hit the ground running, and they seem to like me. So that's good, I guess, right? I try to market differently. I think that helps. So
now what is it that you do that makes your marketing unique? What do you focus on?
You know, when we first started, I watched a lot of the agents through social media and things like that. And the one thing I noticed is it's very easy to get into a rut. I think James Hunter said a rut is little more than a coffin with the ends kicked out. And what I mean by that is sometimes you just kind of start imitating what everybody else is doing, and it becomes like white noise and you don't stand out. And that's the one thing I noticed is a lot of the same posts are, you know, under contract, or I did this many sales. And so it just kind of became the same. So I like to read a lot. And so one book I read, it talked about the psychology of helping people with sales. And it said that the average person knows seven agents, but they only remember two. And so it takes 3 months to train a person to remember what you are, what you do. So one thing I do is Fun Fact Friday on Facebook every Friday. And it has to take a little bit of the entertainment. So I don't sell the fact I'm an agent. So I'll find an interesting fact, like that something odd, that there's 327 average sesame seeds on a McDonald's hamburger bun. You know, it has nothing to do with real estate. Then I'll try to tie it in at the end and say, you know, if you want an agent that pays attention to details, reach out to me at the information above. I'm happy to help you. It entertains them. I try to keep it at 85 seconds. It's just repetitive. So I do that every Friday. Mm-hmm. it brings people back. And then it actually works. I've got a few deals off of it. And so they start recognizing me as like, oh, you do Fun Fact Friday. You're the real estate agent. So that's one way. As far as our events, I try to think outside the box. I'm not someone that likes to put my name on a koozie because I don't even want that. So I'll do, for example, Make Your Mortgage. So every year after the holidays, when everybody spends their money, I'll do a drawing and I put everybody's name in there. We'll do a drawing and I will make somebody's mortgage for a month. You know, they give back to me. I want to give back to them. This winter, we're having a professional, it's neat. He travels all over the United States and he, carves ice. So for my neighborhood, he's going to come in and do an ice sculpture and we're going to have a hot cocoa bar and the whole community's invited. And I'll have some people dressed up like Frozen for the kids. So we just try to think outside the bar. So that is on the entertainment element, but I also like to try and give back knowledge-wise. So a new thing we're doing is, I like first-time home buyers, but you know, people really want to learn and I feel like knowledge is power. So we're starting like this year, a VIP book club for our first-time home buyers where, we'll read a book and then I'll highlight the points that I've noticed, that have helped them, like books like Atomic Habits or, educational books, like the book about growing your wealth and things. And then if they want to learn that, then I'll mail them a copy of that so that they can get educated on that so that their financial future can grow and then they can eventually upsize. And, those type of things, I feel like it gives back to them. And then when they're ready to sell or when their kids are ready to buy the sphere, they just come back and it gives back. And so that's where we stand out. And I think that's really helped me to be able to be successful with my clients and to grow like that.
Well, excellent. Now, right now, I mean, obviously you're doing a lot of volume, putting a lot of deals together. Obviously you're doing the unique, or you're creating a unique value prop or selling proposition or unique items of value. What are you, an individual agent? Are you building a team? Do you have an assistant? How are you sort of working, building that part of your business?
I am. So right now it happened very fast. So the first year I did 60, the second year I did 70, this year I've done 75, and I can't sustain that. And I know that because there has to be balance. But it's happened so fast. So my upline with EXP has actually helped me a lot. They've been very helpful at helping me to realize, hey, we need to get you implemented things. So I've hired a coach this year. I have a transaction coordinator who's amazing. And so we're working on hiring admins and things, because I do have a lot of energy. And, my husband is an agent. I got him, licensed. So he just does showings for me. Like right now he's out doing those for me when I can't be two things at once. So at this point right now, it is, the focus this year is to make sure my structures and my systems are super strong. So my son, he just graduated early. So his high school is actually, because he's graduated early, they're paying for his real estate classes. They allow that, so which is a great planning thing. So by the time he graduates in May, he'll be completely licensed and then he can join us too. We've put forth that planning and so we can just kind of sort of build our little empire in that way. So it's working out great, but yeah, that's the plan, is I can't sustain that. So we need to expand and grow. And that's what our plan is.
Okay. Excellent. So now what was it that, you've been with EXP is your second brokerage in 3 years, you've iconed twice. So, what was it that attracted you to move over very early in your career to EXP?
You know, it's funny. I was really happy at my brokerage. I had a huge split. I had a 90-10, which is rare at anywhere. I was very on good terms with my brokers. I still go to lunch with them. I've been trying to bring them over forever. They're being stubborn. Okay. My friend had went to EXP, and I honestly heard so many good things about it, and I thought, it's too good to be true. So I really thought, and everybody was friendly, and I thought, it's horrible to say, I thought, oh, they got to be a cult or something. There's nothing that good, you know. And so I went to ExpCon with her to prove it wrong. And so I said, I'll go. And then I went there, and everything just kept proving me wrong. You know, the first day, I learned more at ExpCon than I had learned in the first year at my brokerage with the people that they were supplying me. I remember, I'll never forget, I'm standing in a Starbucks line, and I didn't know who I was talking to. And I'm meeting people that are so much smarter than me and are, you know, I'm privileged to have them give me 2 seconds. I run into Don Hobbs and he says, oh, are you with EXP? And I said, no, I'm on a timeshare. And, you know, and I'm just joking. And he's helping me to understand things. And just the fact he gave me 10 seconds. And in that 10 seconds, I'm learning things I haven't learned in a year. So I went home and I told my husband, I'm like, this is really legit. So we got whiteboards out and we did all the numbers and we spent hours trying to prove it wrong. And the numbers were so good. And it's like he said, he's like, you'd be crazy not to do this. So even at that 90-10 split, I'll be honest, I made more at EXP just by switching than I would have at my other one. So my knowledge increased, my numbers increased, and my business grew the first year almost by 20%.
Oh, well, congratulations. And you, I mean, obviously you hit the ground running. You know, obviously you, now you came from a marketing background, right? That did you mention that?
Yeah, I went to school for graphic arts and design. So.
Okay. And mm-hmm. and how much that seems like that would be pretty helpful background when it comes to, you know, understanding how to, I use the term, right angle the market, meaning that stand out from the masses.
You know, it does. And but the reality is like, you know, the one thing I say is people get focused on the numbers. It does help in some ways, but the reality is I think where people get lost is they try to be someone else. In the, you know, the best person you can be is yourself, because that's who you are. And your vibe attracts your tribe, and people will always be drawn to you, and that's who you're going to be the most comfortable with. And so I think when we went to that way of just watching people and being genuine, but yeah, being who you are, and just, I think people get caught up in just, I'm just not real big on, like I said, if people go on my Facebook page, I don't like the bragging about the numbers and that, because most people in society, they don't understand that. If you're posting, I did 20 million, they think you made 20 million. They don't understand that. And then the only thing they get out of that is, you know, well, what did you bring to the table for me? People want value and they want customer service. You know, they go on these TV shows and they watch this and they want that experience. And I feel like that's where the industry is going. And that's what I feel like EXP teaches you how to do. That's the reason I like going to the seminars. I like reading the books they recommend. They're showing you how to give you. That's what I would say. And I don't know if I'd even say that's the marketing as it is. It's just more about giving people that experience. It's making them feel special. And that's what people want.
Excellent. Now you have a quote. I think it's a Coco Chanel quote.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that quote. It says, keep your head, your heels, and your standards high. And I think that makes you stand out in society. You know, my thing is don't lower your bar. And I think you can do that in business. And I think it shows because when you keep your head, your heels, and your standards high, people notice it and they're drawn to it. And, you know, it pays off and they're drawn to that. And it makes them feel that they can trust you. And I feel like in business world, that stands out. And you can have fun, you can make money still doing that. So that's what I try to do.
Right. Now it sounds like a lot of your business is generated. Would it be fair to say that a lot of it's generated through social media?
You know, some of it, yeah. Yeah, I do. Like I said, I do Facebook and then I work my community. When I moved into, we built a house. And when I moved into the community, there were 7 agents in it. And they told me that that was their turf and that I didn't need to work it. And so I felt like that was challenge accepted. So I started farming it with postcards and hosting events. And now I'm the number one agent in that neighborhood and I enjoy it. So, you know, to me, I feel like it's never a no. That's just a, you know, a challenge, and I'm okay right. with that. So
when I first got into the business, there was a couple agents that were not the friendliest to me, and so it became my sort of mission to outproduce them. Is that kind of the same sort of motivation, or was it just this is just a market I'm going to work, and I don't really care what you say? Or did you go, no, I'm going to kick your butt?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of feeds it, you know. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's like I don't get mad, but I'm like, hey, that just fuels it. I'm like, all right, this is that's my new target. So I'm like, that's great. It's like, that's my goal now. Now I have to do at least $1 more than you. So that's
awesome. Good stuff. So now do you, what do you use for managing your business CRM wise?
So right now, you know, I could always improve. Everybody has their strong suits, and technology is something I'm getting better at. But I could be called tech challenge. So right now, my CRM, right, I'm using is AgentWise. It's simplistic, but it helps me to not get overwhelmed. So it keeps everybody in front of me. But in some ways, so I have that. And then KV Core does work really good. I call it like my nagging mother. It emails me and says, hey, Mandy, stay on it, which is great. And I need that. And then I'd almost say in some ways my Facebook is too, because I get a lot of people who message me through that. And then I can keep tabs on them and what they're doing and reach out to them. It's a reminder every time they post so that I can see what they're doing and reach out to them too. So between those three, that awesome. Helps me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just you know, one of the things I keep on coming back to is that social media is a CRM if you use it right. And in a lot of respects, it's a better CRM because it's, you know, what pulls our attention is the same thing that pulls other people's attention. And if it pulls their attention, then it's a great place to do it because they're not going to open your email. They're probably not going to see your email. Maybe if you text message them, they'll see that. But you know, they'll see your stuff on social, and it blows me away even today, you know, how many people know what's going on in my life because I posted it on social, or somebody tagged me on something or whatever, and they say, oh, I saw this or saw that, and I'm like, you saw that? Like seriously?
It's funny, is it makes them feel special. Like everybody just wants to be a part, and it is crazy. I'm intrigued by how many of my my younger crowd that are buying, I have to text them and say, hey, I sent you an email, because they're just not into email anymore. It's kind of a dying thing. And so you're right. I feel like social media is where it's at. So, and it's amazing when they post that they had a baby or they're getting married and you send just something small, it means a lot to them. So they're letting you in. So why not take advantage of it, right? Stay up with it.
Yeah, for sure. So what would be, you know, what would be advice that you would give another agent who wants to be successful in their career? I think you probably already provided some great advice, but is there some other things that you think about or feedback that you give agents? Obviously, you really hit it out of the park in a very short period of time, and it's continuing to grow for you.
You know, the one thing I'd say is don't, and this sounds odd, but don't worry about being the best, just worry about being a competitor, because, you know, people are not looking for the best. They're looking for what they want. And so when I say that is be what they need. And so that means two things. You have to know who your clients are, which means you need to listen and you need to pay attention to what they want. And so that means asking questions. When you first go in there, you know, people get caught up in wanting to tell them why you're so good and everything about this house and what it has for them. But just go in and you know, ask them, what are you looking for? What would you love? And let them talk, you know, and then when it comes to that, and when you learn from that, love on the people. I think that's what we're going to go into in this next year, is people just need some reassurance. They need some love, and they want to have that experience, because we do this every day. And I think we can get a little callous on it because we're so busy just processing it as a business experience. But this is a whole chapter in their life. This is you know, this is where they're going to raise their children. This is where they're going to have their, you know, their first experiences and their memories. And we don't want to forget that. So slow down, help them to enjoy it. So that would be the first thing. And then the second thing is with your marketing, don't feel like it's got to be perfect. Just be you. But also don't get on social media, because I think a lot of social media agents are performing for other agents. Don't pay attention to that. Don't get distracted by what other agents are doing. Stay focused on you and your market, and just market to your people. They're the ones that are listening. They're the ones that are going to respond to you. And if you do that, you won't get distracted. You keep your head down and your business will just keep coming back. And try to think outside back the box. Give back to your people, because those are the ones that are going to respond to it. They're the ones that deserve it too. And, you know, do the events, think about what you would want, you know, and it'll go fine for you.
Excellent. Well, great advice, Mandy. Thank you so much for jumping on here today. I know you got a website, themandywilson.com. Is that correct?
Yeah. And I do mostly on Facebook. So if you ever want to reach out, it's under Mandy Wilson, you know, send me a message. You can watch Facebook Friday, Fun Fact Friday on there. Feel free to copy anything too. You know, I mean, that's the biggest compliment. Everybody's got their own thing. There's lots of things you can do as far as like, you know, Market Monday or, you know, I don't know, Fix It Friday, something. Somebody's got to be good at something.
Excellent. Well, good stuff. Well, thanks again. And thanks everyone for listening to this podcast with Mandy, and congratulations again on your two Icon Awards so far, and many more to come, I'm sure. So
thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Expansion. Tune in every Tuesday for new episodes. Thanks for being the best part of EXP.